The phrase had threatening connotations that Ula was certain were intentional.
Kalish, get those ships off our tail, said Jet to the Paramount. I've got more important things to worry about than your trigger-happy hotshots. Put me through to the director, came the reply.
No name, thought Ula, just a title.
Colonel,
he said,
this is Director V.E. Your resources are needed elsewhere. We have to punch through that defensive shell to gain access to the polar regions.
Darth Kratos explained your situation,
Kalish said over him.
I really must insist.
Ula closed his eyes. This was an open line. If he bowed to the colonel's wishes, it would be tantamount to acknowledging that he favored, or could at least be influenced by, the Imperials. The time was not yet right to do that.
Negative, Colonel. I have advised you to send your fighters elsewhere. Recall them, or I will be forced to interpret your intentions as hostile and request assistance from Captain Pippoliti.
Again, the Paramount said nothing, but the ships did at least change course. Ula mopped his brow. Not only was he failing to betray the Republic, but he was now being forced to defy an officer in the Imperial Navy.
Why are we doing this again?
Beats me, said Jet. Officially, I'm still hoping to turn a profit, but that's looking less and less likely every minute.
Is that really all you're interested in?
Ula asked, suddenly irritated by the smuggler's pretense.
Can't it be? Jet shot back.
I think you're doing yourself a disservice. If people knew what you and your ship could really do...
No one would ever let me dock anywhere. If they think I'm a hopeless bum, that gives me an edge. It keeps me safe. Like Tassar Barish. If she'd known that I could have taken my ship back any time, she wouldn't have let me hang around to see what happened. And if I hadn't hung around, I wouldn't be here. Granted, here is not looking so comfortable at the moment, but that could change. Life is surprising. I think we'll pull something out of the hat.
It just seems dishonest.
Jet said, you should talk.
Ula bristled.
What do you mean?
Come on, mate. I know what you are.
I've known from the second I saw you.
Why do you think I asked you for a drink?
Ula drew the holdout blaster and pointed it at Jet.
Tell me what you think I am.
I think you're a braver man than you're letting on, Jet said without flinching. To your superiors, you're just a pawn. To your enemies, you're worse than evil. You're caught between wanting to do your job and trying to keep your job hidden. It drives you crazy. But you can't confide in anyone. You have to keep it all locked away, and no one ever appreciates how hard that is. We're expected to just keep on going, blokes like us. Because if we trip, there's no safety net.
Ula bristled.
I'm nothing like you.
We're more alike than you think. I've been a pawn, and recently too. Why do you think I was working as a privateer? It wasn't for the good times, let me tell you.
You're unprincipled, immoral.
I'm glad you think so. That means the cover's working.
You're not making any sense. Why are you telling me this? Do you want me to shoot you or not?
I want us to work together. Exactly as we have been.
How can we possibly do that now?
You're speaking like one of them,
said Jet, gesturing at the holo projector.
You're not human, but you look human to me. What does it matter who we really are? It's what we do that matters.
But what am I supposed to do?